Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Trisha Jenkins with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Their Food for All campaign and virtual holiday food drive are now underway. Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
You know, the need for food is obviously a year-round concern, but would I be correct in assuming that during the holidays there is increased demand for your services?
I think there's a heightened awareness of hunger, and this time of year, people want to help. They want to give, and they want to make sure everybody has a great holiday just like they are. So we do see more attention drawn to the idea that there might be families hungry during the holidays. And of course, we all know that after the holidays, those families are still going to be struggling for food.
Now tell me about your Food for All campaign. This is going on at area Publix, and just a quick, simple way that people can help out.
Yes, it is. When you shop at your Publix, you'll see on the cash register, you can choose a coupon for $1, $3, or $5, and you just hand that to the cashier, and that will be added to your bill. Those dollars are collected by Publix and distributed to local food banks. So the Treasure Coast Food Bank receives the dollars that you donate in the four counties that we serve, which is Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, and Okeechobee counties.
And then for people like me who maybe don't want to get off the couch, you have this wonderful virtual food drive. It's really a point and click. It's like ordering online.
Yes, it is. When you're doing your shopping on your internet and you're sitting there in your PJs with a glass of wine, go to the Treasure Coast Food Bank website, which is stophunger.org, and go to the virtual food drive. And it's for the holidays. So there's a holiday meal for a family of four for just $25. And then there's also other items that you can purchase, and it's all virtual. And you pay, it's a safe payment on the internet.
I'm speaking today with Trisha Jenkins with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. And you were telling me before we started the tape that people could actually host their own food drive. How
yes.
would that work?
Well, we have a lot of food drives going on all over the four counties. And you can look on our website again, stophunger.org, and you will find places where you can drop off food. So if you would like to have a food drive, and this time of year is a good time to get your kids involved with volunteering, the best way to volunteer for the food bank is to host your own little food drive. A couple of weeks ago, two kids came in with 360 pounds of peanut butter and jelly.
Wow.
And they had started a food drive in their neighborhood and with their grandma and grandpa, just peanut butter and jelly, which every kid can relate to that. So that's a great way for your family to get involved, and also for your office or your Sunday school. So if you're interested in having a food drive, you can sign up online, or you want to collect some food, you can drop it off at any St. Lucie Battery Entire location in the four counties. They're collecting food for us this year, which has been a wonderful help. It saves the food bank a lot of money going to pick up food.
How else can people help, aside from maybe the holiday season? I imagine you could use volunteers year-round.
Yes. We need volunteers every day. You know, we pick up food from all of the grocery stores, Publix, Winn-Dixie, Walmart. We bring it back to our warehouse, and then we have volunteers that are trained. Every volunteer gets a little training session that will come in and just spend a couple of hours looking at all the cans, making sure that they're not dented or rusted or leaking. All the food gets sorted so that our partner agencies can go online and order what they need for their food pantries. Because, you know, that's what the food bank does. We distribute food to food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, Council on Aging, after-school programs, Boys and Girls Clubs, and they distribute the food out to people in need. Actually, last year we distributed 8 million pounds of food.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. And a lot of that was fresh produce. We're so lucky to be here in Florida where there's such a long growing season. And our farmers, our local farmers, are very aware of the need and are very willing to give us. We get cabbage, green beans, cucumbers, and you know, our goal is to distribute food, but we also want to give people nutrition.
I've been speaking today with Trisha Jenkins with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. If you'd like to find out more about the Food for All campaign, the virtual holiday food drive, or about the Treasure Coast Food Bank in general, visit their website, stophunger.org. Trisha, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you and everyone at the station and all your listeners.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.